The days of the trial were ending, only one defence witness to hear. The courtroom was electric with tension, waiting for the judge to appear. With stumbling steps, the defendant was brought to her place in the dock. Then the jury filed in, eyes averted from the accused in her shabby black frock. Resembling a gathering of vultures, the lawyers adjusted their gowns. They were grim-faced, but sure that the verdict would soon send the guilty one down. The air crackled hostile with hatred for the evil deed she had done, and they painted the face of Lucretia while she stood in the dock, deaf and dumb. In judicial robes of scarlet, the judge solemnly considered the scene. He'd observed the defendant minutely, and his instincts were troubling him. His impartiality was paramount. A judge must delve deep for the truth, explore all mitigation, and question the burden of proof. All the evidence from prosecuting counsel was unequivocal. A man was dead. The accused had confessed she had killed him, but no further words had she said. Now the expert was called, the oath taken, her case files flagged for the defence. Permission to quote from them granted, for her task that last day was immense. In the gallery, the reporters lurked smugly, their headlines already planned out. They wanted a verdict of guilty for every street vendor to shout. In the court, not one soul thought her innocent. She had killed in a most brutal way. But the case could not reach its conclusion till they'd heard what the expert would say. All eyes were now fixed on the witness and the woman she'd come to defend. The prosecutor smiled discreetly and inquired what new light she could lend.
My client was referred by her doctor, as he feared she might take her own life.